Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer to thank God for the gift of music together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
A Prayer to Thank God for the Gift of Music by Emma Danzi. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God." Music is amazing. It is a way of expressing our emotions artistically. It joins us with others. It is unique, reveals a person's style, and plays a huge role in culture as a whole. Can you think back to two or three specific moments when God used a song to encourage you in your faith? What about two or three worship songs that you cannot hear without remembering a sweet moment of worship to the Lord? Music is an absolute gift. Whether we ourselves are musically gifted or not, we can all appreciate and make joyful noises to our great God. Let's pray. Creator of all, thank you so much for making such beautiful sounds. Melodies and harmonies bless our ears. Thank you for the variety of instruments fashioned to praise your name. We are able to express joy as well as sadness in song. We have been provided with such an amazing mode of worshiping your glorious name. We were created to worship you in all things, and one of these ways is through music. Thank you for the songs that have met us in our broken moments, for the ones that ministered your scriptures artistically to us and spoke to our souls. Thank you for reminding us that we were not alone, that you were worthy of it all, and that you were not done working in our circumstances. When we are tempted today to despair, we pray that you will turn our mourning into joyful dancing. You will take away our clothes of mourning and clothe us with joy that we might sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord our God, we will give you thanks forever. Thank you that you also call us to sing a new song unto you. As life continues, you call us into your creativity. We are invited to cry out to you in new ways and to express our love for you with fresh songs, with new words and melodies. We pray that you would empower us to live out the concept from Ephesians 5:19 to speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. that we would sing and make music from our hearts to the Lord. Enable us to use this gift to encourage and bless others. Help our music to have words founded on Scripture that can share the gospel message with those who do not know you. Help our music to bless those who are in the family of God. May our compositions and our praises to you motivate and invite other believers to adore you. You say in Hebrews 2, verse 12, I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters, and the assembly I will sing your praises. As we gather with others, may our worship and song spur them on in their faith. Thank you for the ways that others singing you praise invites us in as well. Lord, music is powerful. Help us to reflect on the power we experience during songs being a glimpse of your glory. Thank you that one day we will be singing in heaven. You say in Revelation 14 verses 2 through 3a, And I heard a voice from heaven like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of loud thunder, and I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. They sang, as it were, a new song before the throne. We praise you that we will be able to celebrate you in song in the future. Father, you are worthy to be eternally praised. Thank you for creating vocal cords to sing. Thank you for designing stunning instruments and making hands to play and minds to comprehend how to play. Thank you for sign language for those who cannot verbally express through song, but physically worship you through the words of a song. We praise you today and invite you into the simplest songs in our hearts. We praise you with the pianos and guitars in our homes, to the unique harp and flute we hear at a concert. We clap along with the drums and praise you for the rhythm you have made. All glory belongs to you. We love you and praise you for such a good gift in music. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.